This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
David Eckern is the new commissioner for the Virginia Department of Transportation, and he joins us on the long line from his office in Richmond. Good afternoon, Mr. Commissioner.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be with you, and I'm glad to hear my fans cheering in the background.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody that does an interview on this program has a lot of fans for some reason. I can always arrange that. I want to thank you in advance. I know you are extremely busy, especially this week, and I just want to thank you in advance for spending a little bit of time with us this afternoon with the listeners here in Central Virginia. And the best place to start, if we could, I know this is one of your first interviews that you've done, if not the first. And if we could just start with a little 101, introduce yourself to Virginians, where are you from, and that kind of thing.
Great, not a problem. This is my sixth day on the job, so... it has been a whirlwind. You're absolutely right. Virginia is a vibrant place. It's forward-looking. It's really exciting to be here, and I'm having one heck of a lot of fun meeting nice people that populate the state and all the good professionals that are working for our citizens here at VDOT. I'm a second-generation transportation guy. I've been in the business almost 40 years now. I got my start in Minnesota. My father was a deputy commissioner for the Minnesota Department of Highways at the time, and that's where I really got my interest in engineering. So I spent about 33 years working in Minnesota in all kinds of activities dealing in transportation, all the way from learning how to build a road to maintaining a road. Actually drove a snowplow truck once upon a time, and had a chance to do all kinds of interesting policy building. We like to think when I worked in Minnesota that we were helping lead the nation in how to do the business better, faster, and cheaper, and work with our customers in a little different kind of a way. Back in about 2001, I then had the opportunity to take a special assignment and spend about 2.5 to 3 years in Washington, D.C., working with Congress on what is now turned into Safe T-Lou and helping DOTs across the country get ready for and put policies in place that deal with the 21st century way of doing business. You know, our business is no longer just about building roads, which is what we focused at from about 1956 through about 1992, dealing with the interstate system and building that magnificent piece of architecture that now serves our country so well. It's celebrating its 50th anniversary, as a matter of fact. Just thought I'd throw in that little advertising for you. When I finished up in Washington back in about 2003, there was actually a position open in Idaho. And I interviewed for that job. I was fortunate enough to be selected and got the opportunity to experience the Western United States, working in Idaho as the director of that department. That was a lot of fun. We made a lot of changes. We introduced some new ways of doing business for our customers out there. We focused on innovative finance, and we had a really aggressive agenda with the legislature to streamline and modernize what's going on in Idaho. Then it got to really be surprising. This last July, as a matter of fact, I found out that VDOT was looking for a commissioner and that they had been doing a national search. And very frankly, as I had worked in Washington and over the last 10 years, I've gotten to know several of the leaders and people who populate VDOT, and have always been impressed by their forward thinking, their nimbleness, their willingness to take on new challenges and experiment. And when I saw this opportunity, I put my name in for interviews. Had really great experiences interviewing with both the selection panel and then ultimately Governor Kane. As I came forward, and I was actually in Hawaii when the governor called me and said, you know, I'd really be interested in having you come and join the team. And I think within the space of about 6 days, I was on here. We did the press conference, and I started to really get excited about the opportunity that's going on here.
David Eckern is our guest. He's the new commissioner of the Virginia Department of Transportation. We invite you to join the conversation at 977-1070. Mr. Commissioner, this is a heck of a time to start a new job, especially in Virginia. The big news all this year, of course, has been a stalemate between Republicans and Democrats in the, well, I should say between Republicans and Republicans, not only Republicans and Democrats, just everybody in Richmond is grappling with what to do with our transportation system, both an older infrastructure that needs to be fixed up and maintained, and many, many new projects on the books that need to be done for which there is no funding. And as a matter of fact, you know, and I'm sure you're tracking this in real time, the General Assembly is meeting as we speak in a special session about this very topic. And what's your feeling about this? And I mean, it is an incredible baptism by fire, put it that way.
I probably won't comment specifically on the legislative debates that are going on today and probably through the rest of the week. But I will tell you that Virginia and the governor and the legislature have come forward to deal with the very same issues that are facing many states across the country. Idaho, Minnesota, California, virtually all states are trying to figure out how to put and improve customer service and ensure that there is funding for the transportation services that our customers have come to expect. How you do that and the exact formula, the exact approach, that's the subject that is obviously of the debate that's going across the country. Congress will be facing that very same issue in the next couple of years at the federal level and has established commissions that are gathering input even as the debate is going on here. Revenues are flat on the state side in virtually all states. So it is a challenge, and hopefully what I'm hearing is that there is good consensus around the agenda that has been established, the need for an effective government, being accountable, the focus that VDOT, the governor, and the legislature have put on performance for the department. We're leaders in the country in doing that, very frankly. The focus on land use and connecting transportation to that land use model and the focus on then funding and using innovative finance as ways to keep the infrastructure solid and hopefully integrate it with public transportation.
David Eckern is our guest. He's the new commissioner for VDOT right here in Virginia. Without addressing any of the specific bills in this Republican package that passed the House of Delegates today and I believe is currently being discussed in the Senate, without getting into specifics, can you give us some context? You know, one of the criticisms of VDOT here in Virginia is that it's a dinosaur. It's a 1930s way of doing business that's still around, this big, huge, unwieldy government model. And one thing the Republicans want to do is open up the door to more public-private partnerships. Can you give us some context for does Virginia alone in this regard where it has one of these older models, or are public-private partnerships popular everywhere else but here?
Actually, Virginia, all agencies across the country in transportation are facing that challenge of how to make the funding they've got most efficient and effective. Each is doing it a little different because they are no one size fits any given state and its legislative structure, its organizational makeup, the terrain that it deals with. The challenges that we face here are different than the challenges that Minnesota is facing. But the commonality and the exciting part about Virginia is that it is a leader in the public-private partnership approach to reforming how we do business. Over the last 10 years since the legislation has been in place, VDOT has made great strides in learning and making that public-private partnership system work. And other states are now coming here to learn how we're doing it and how to make that happen. We're obviously following the direction that says look at how to outsource and use the private sector more effectively in maintenance of roads. We call that the TAMS program. And that's starting to mature and we're on schedule to meet the direction established to outsource our interstate maintenance by 2009. You'll also see VDOT has transformed itself and is in the process of transforming itself. Once upon a time, there were 12,000 employees here. We're now at a base at about 9,000 employees and are actively looking at where else can we economize and streamline not only the size of the workforce, but the way we provide services to our customers. That's one of the exciting reasons about being here and having a chance to work with this agency. So we're a national leader in doing this, and I think the partnership between the department, the General Assembly, and the governor is what makes that unique in this ongoing direction. And having the Commonwealth Transportation Board in place as a vehicle by which we can carry out this mission is really supportive and does create really an exciting atmosphere if you're in the transportation business.
The new leader of VDOT, David Eckern, the new commissioner, recently appointed by Governor Tim Kaine. He's 6 days on the job. Sir, I want to applaud you for your leadership and thank you in advance for your service to Virginia. It is a heck of an impressive resume, and we're lucky to have you, and we look forward to touching base with you on a regular basis about your initiatives and the progress that we know we will see at VDOT.
I think people will be excited over the next years to build on what we've already accomplished and see it go even further. And we look forward to having you as one of the places that we can communicate with our customers, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Absolutely. There's David Eckern, the new commissioner of VDOT. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Charlottesville Right Now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.